For many, last night's presidential debate was the kind of political theater best watched with friends. So let's check in on two parties. In Denver, Colorado, labor and immigrant rights groups threw a watch party that featured a Donald Trump piñata and Mexican debate bingo. Megan Verley of Here Now contributor Colorado Public Radio was there.
Nearly 100 people crammed into this small Mexican restaurant in Denver last night to watch the debate. Organizers had printed out loteria cards for every table with pictures of all sorts of things the candidates might possibly mention.
So on the bingo card, we have the taco truck, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, tax returns.
Maria Handley is with Generation Latino, one of the groups that sponsored this event.
And anytime something is mentioned during the debates, somebody's going to put a bean on there. And when someone here at the debate watch party fills up a card, then they can win different little prizes.
The prize most people here really want is Republican Donald Trump's defeat. Maria Elena Sacedo just got her U.S. citizenship last week in order to be able to vote in the election.
La popularidad de Trump está subiendo.
Sacedo says Trump's strengthening poll numbers worry her. A few weeks ago, GOP pundits were ready to count Colorado out of the presidential race. The state has lots of Latinos and college-educated voters, two groups that were expected to put it safely in the Clinton column. But more recent polls showed the candidates virtually tied here, and that has Sacedo eager to cast her first vote against Trump.
Sí, me afecta porque soy mexicana, no soy criminal.
I came to America for opportunity, and Trump is trying to squash us all, says Sacedo. A lot of the voters at this watch party said they were eager to hear the candidates debate immigration. On that front, they were disappointed. The topic barely came up. The crowd did find plenty to cheer for in Clinton's comments, though, and her closing statement.
This election's really up to you. It's not about us so much as it is about you and your families and the kind of country and future you want.
Unsurprisingly, this group didn't applaud much for Trump's answers, except the final one, when the candidates were asked whether, if they lose, they'll support the winner.
The answer is, if she wins, I will absolutely support her.
All right, well, that is good.
April Medina came away from the debate encouraged by Clinton's performance. She was already a supporter, but enjoyed the policy-heavy answers.
It was really good just to see, like, Hillary talk about a lot of the facts and, you know, what she was going to do and how she planned to do it. You know, just really seeing, you know, the two sides and really getting a feel on what's best for, you know, me and my family.
Even though her mind is made up, Medina says she's definitely looking forward to the next two debates. For Here and Now, I'm Megan Verley in Denver.
Well, now let's go to North Carolina, where young voters gathered in a Chapel Hill bar to take in the first presidential debate. Jeff Tiberi from Here and Now contributor WUNC was there.
Chapel Hill has long been considered one of the bluest pockets of the state, and not just for the iconic color of the University of North Carolina basketball team. But at a watch party sponsored by Fox News, more than 150 students filled a bar in this liberal-leaning community, eating cheese pizza off of paper plates, sipping beer, and continuously checking their phones. With the sleeves on his white dress shirt rolled up, Caleb Johnson watched intently. He's a third-year law student at UNC.
He didn't let her dictate the narrative of the conversation. It wasn't always professional, and I don't think it was always presidential, but he fought, and I think as a challenger, that's what he needed to do.
The college crowd sat on floors, couches, and at high-top tables, watching five flat screens and a couple of projectors. Samantha Hegum hails from Sacramento, California, and is also a law student.
I thought Trump did the best at what he almost always does the best at, which is he brings up things that nobody else really wants to talk about, such as Hillary's email scandal.
As for her biggest takeaway, Hegum conceded both candidates brought up topics that didn't play to their strengths.
For example, I was absolutely shocked that Trump's final statement on how he would make America better focused on naturalization. I thought he would focus on something a little bit more substantial.
Richard Whalen, an accounting student from Buffalo, New York, offered this after the event.
I was not surprised that Trump seemed erratic and a little off, but I was a little surprised that Clinton, I thought Clinton would be better prepared. She was prepared okay, but I thought that she would be really, really ready for this. I didn't think she was as prepared as she should have been.
So, did these three students think a clear winner emerged?
I think it was Clinton. I think she handled him very well.
I honestly couldn't say, so I don't think either of them won tonight.
but I thought that they both didn't do very good. But I thought that it was expected from Trump and not from Hillary. I thought Hillary was more disappointing, I should say.
Two of those students say they remain undecided following the debate, and the third is planning to vote for Libertarian Gary Johnson in November. Pollsters predict North Carolina will again produce one of the closest results this fall. An average of recent polls shows a toss-up. Hillary Clinton is in Raleigh today. Donald Trump is expected to return soon to one of the handful of states that could decide the election. For Here and Now, I'm Jeff Tiberi in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.